Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
Jan, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I agree. That was a great set.
She does better than we do.
Don't quit my day job. There's my day job.
No about it. So listen, there's debate in studio about whether we're saying Queze or Queza. I'm not sure. But anyway, they've got plans for a free HD sports channel in South Africa. Talk to us about that, Jan.
Yeah, very cool story. I say Queze, and when I said Queze in front of the people I interviewed yesterday, they didn't correct me, so I'm hoping that
we'll
means
go
I'm saying
Queze
it right. But yes, so this is a very interesting move. This was a fierce battle between four companies to get a license to broadcast a free-to-air, a new free set of free-to-air channels in this case, not just one free-to-air channel in South Africa. Four companies were vying for it. One of them, the old ANN7, Infinity Media, was trying to get a license to bring a free-to-air channel online. And Queze won it in the end. But this isn't the regular Queze. So folks who might know something about them through Queze Play, which they've already launched in the country, they're a Netflix partner, and they launched a Roku box. And with that Netflix subscription, you could buy in Rand before Netflix supported Rand. And that is owned by Econet Media. That's the same company that owns Liquid Telecom, that in fact bought, and Liquid Telecom bought Neotel, right?
Yes.
And this company is a little different. Econet only owns 20% of Queze Free TV. 45% is owned by Royal Bafokeng Holdings, and the remaining 35% is owned by Mosong Capital. And what they're trying to do here is launch a bouquet of channels, as it were. So five channels, one HD sports channel, four general, what they call thematic entertainment channels, that will apparently include documentaries and other stuff that might not have a whole lot of action in it, hence the SD, the standard definition that it's going to run on. But yes, the big draw card is their sports channel, and right now they've got rights to English Premier League games. Not a lot. The English Premier League apparently only sell like 20% of their 380 games as free-to-air rights, but still, you get 20% of the games, and some of those games are big draw card games, because apparently the English Premier League sees free-to-air broadcasters as kind of like an advertising channel or a marketing channel for their premium, or rather their pay TV options. So, you know, they were talking about, how the Olympics and FIFA favor free TV, free-to-air, channels, and how they're currently in talks to get UEFA Champions League rights and so on. So, some extreme sports stuff. There's a lot of interesting things in the pipe for the sports channel. You know, they also did kind of make it clear that they're not a direct competitor to SuperSport, just because of the way the rights are doled out. So SuperSport and other pay TV operators will buy sets of packages packages of rights, of sports rights, that free-to-air TV players just can't get at.
Jan, so would you be absolutely overwhelmed watching that channel by adverts?
I don't know about overwhelmed, but that is a line they're going to have to walk. But yes, this is like ETV. They have to fund it using advertisements. There's no other way for them to fund the channel.
Okay, so don't cancel your DStv subscriptions quite just yet. There's another article that you've got on your site which I found really interesting. It's fighting crime using high-tech cameras. Want to address that very quickly, Jan?
Sure. So this was a story about the kind of technology that's been around for quite a while, motion detection and image recognition, that sort of thing, but doing it on the fly. So this is a massive joint venture, Nashua, RSS, TRSS, and OSM, to combat hijackings, armed robberies, and smash and grabs on William Nickel Drive in Johannesburg. And that's a huge deal. I don't know how many of you drive William Nickel, but I've actually witnessed a robbery happening in front of me on William Nickel while we were parked waiting for the light to turn red. Fortunately, nothing violent, but the person had their window wound down. The robber just reached in, grabbed their cell phone, and rushed down the hill. And then behind me, the same thing happened to a woman behind me. And these robbers, you know, try to get you to roll down their window, your window, and then they climb in and they steal whatever they can. And so this is a very welcome initiative to try and curb that trend.
What's the story there? I mean, the technology is available. It's been available for some time. Is there just no political will to do it?
And money. So, I mean, we're a country with that's going through a bad economic time at the moment. We also haven't been – the economy hasn't been growing like it should have been under the Zuma presidency in particular. And so, you know, we're more than 10 years behind in terms of the creation of jobs and all that stuff. And so when there's no money to spend on infrastructure projects like this, you end up in a situation where the police have to operate on a shoestring budget against a growing group of people who resort to criminality to feed themselves. And so, it's complicated. It's quite complicated. But yes, but lack of, not necessarily lack of political will, but certainly lack of resources, to deploy technology like this and make sure that the technology then doesn't get stolen.
And then just bringing it home, or closer to home, I see you have another article. NVIDIA launches Jetson Nano AI computer for do-it-yourself users. We've been reporting on NVIDIA during this week, saying it's the largest Israeli buyout this year in terms of a high-tech buyout. $6.9 billion they paid to acquire that company.
Yes, it's a huge deal, and this Jetson Nano in particular is it reminds me a little bit of the Raspberry Pi, and so the idea here is to create a it's going to be a little bit more expensive than a Pi, a lot more expensive than a Pi, but the idea is to create a kind of a piece of hardware for hobbyists to play around with. So that, you know, it's something you can mess around with at home and can use offline. There's a lot of AI cloud-based stuff happening at the moment and offloading happening. And so this is, you know, a piece of hardware that you can, you know, play with at home. So it's interesting to see NVIDIA, you know, covering all their bases and experimenting in different market segments. I mean, they're a huge deal already in places like autonomous driving and so on. And so, seeing them release a thing that's more aimed at the hobbyist market, that's not gaming focused necessarily, is quite cool to see.
Jan, as always, completely ridiculously interesting. Thank you for your time, and hopefully we speak to you the same time next week.
That'd be great. Thank you. Chat next week.